You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 396 for May 2023. Carpenter or Orphan?
Welcome back to Total Party Kill. It's me, Tony Sindelar, Dungeon Master, him/his. Today we are continuing our profane, not safe for work, don't watch this, listen to this with your children / family members that you care about the respective Gribbit's adventure inspired by the Dragon Friends. I have collected the filthiest people available on the Incomparable Network to play this adventure. People who just love to swear. People like Tiff Armit. Hi, Tiff.
Hi, is she her playing a water Genasi fighter named Awkwafina Thirstrup, and she is walking around with a fistful of salsa.
Nice. Not a euphemism. James Thompson is also here.
I am playing a human rogue called Leon Lyerson, who is not really the most suitable person for the high society of the area we are heading to. Mm.
Also joining us, the sweariest of sweary swears, it's Micah Sargent.
I regret my error in any of this.
It wasn't an error.
It was really a prolonged series of errors. You reaffirmed your interest in this adventure multiple times.
You think you can keep up with these people, and then they say these things, and you realize you can't.
I think you are saying the things that we can't keep up with.
I thought I knew where, let's say, Steve Lutz and Tiff Armit were operating from, but it was turns out that, like my scale was broken. Like, I didn't, there was, like, a level of things that, like, I didn't even know yet. I'm just saying this adventure.
We were being held back.
Yeah, this adventure has opened my mind in a way that is bad, like opening a piggy bank with a crowbar.
But alas, I am Micah Sargent Heehim, and I play Glupo, the forest gnome bard Heehim as well.
Also joining us, it's Annette Weirstra.
Hey, she, her. I am playing Kakara, the Aarakocra ranger, who is currently going down on Tiff's salsa.
Whoa! Yeah.
Spicy.
Your pauses were so well-timed.
It's all in the pauses. And also here, the one, the only, the Steve Lutz.
Who is speechless for once.
Sorry, I'm still working through that image in my head. Wait. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm ready. Hey, it's me, Steve Lutz. I'm playing a turtle barbarian named Frank. I like to hit things with my axe.
You do. What has been happening in this, I guess we call it an adventure, this series of events strung together in the world of Dungeons & Dragons. We are in the city of Waterdeep, the Jewel of the Sword Coast. You have been looking for your boss in the Waterdeep Guild of Thieves, Tricksters, and Beggars, one Janosmir, the Beggar King, who has gone missing, perhaps wrapped up in some conspiracy involving the Artificers Guild, a guild of, oh, we'll just call them evil people who accidentally, well, not so accidentally, look, a large chunk of Waterdeep burned down, and it's bad. You have been to the Shady Dock Tavern, you have been to Frieza's Bakery, you have been to the burned-out ruins of the House of Artificers, you have been to an unnamed apothecary to buy a healing potion, you have been attacked in the street by people that you then had to homicide.
Somebody should get around to naming that apothecary at some point. Like, how the hell are you going to tell somebody, come to my apothecary?
Violet Apothecary, how's that?
Okay, that works.
Yeah, there we go. You took refuge in a bolt hole to heal and level up, and are now on your way to one Holtzman Manor to continue.
I thought we were going to two Holtzman Manor. Is that not the house number? You said we were going to one Holtzman Manor. Just, yeah.
Oh, you're just making fun of how I
got the address.
Is that
wrong?
What we do now? Is that the kind of hate
right,
that we're bringing to this podcast? that's okay. I talk bad. You are on your way to Holtzman Manor. let me just find my notes about Manor Holtzman. So, as we have mentioned, the C word.
We have.
That is quite a few times. Space W-A-R-D, Ward, as in, that's not how you say it, but I'm overemphasizing it because my players are monsters. This is basically the fanciest, most upscale district in all of Waterdeep. This is where the old money of Waterdeep lives and resides.
Ooh,
the
old money.
A lot of them basically make money off of things, shipping and adjacent industries, because Waterdeep is the backbone of the Waterdeep economy is in shipping, because it is next to Deepwater Harbor. That's where it gets its name, Waterdeep. And Holtzman Manor. Yes. You okay, Steve?
Because the water's deep.
Yep, that's convenient for shipping.
Oh.
I mean, these are all sounding really sexual to me, like even without anything.
That's on you, Tip.
That's what she said.
All right.
She's the
Tip. She specifically said,
I mean, apparently Annette's on me, so I don't know.
Your salsa. Your salsa.
She just got done sticking it to her dog, so.
Well, just don't get stabbed by a dog. The Sea Ward is, so lots of big fancy mansions, or at least fancy townhouses, and you have gotten directions to Manor Holtzman, a palatial manor, home to one Alexei Holtzman. There is a, it's basically kind of like in other parts of Waterdeep, it would be a city block, but here it is a large walled in kind of compound. A kind of footman at the gate kind of waves you in, and you walk up an incredibly long driveway toward a punishingly, ostentatiously ridiculous house. Giant mansion style with big marble columns, fancy enormous oak double doors. The whole deal. Brass door knockers.
Knockers?
Hey, now. Nice knockers on this Dumbledore.
Yes, they look like they would have quite a
high five, Frank.
Frank, how many fingers does Frank have?
The usual amount.
For a turtle?
Whatever that is.
So,
all right. Cannon.
Before we go in, I think...
As you're walking up the impossibly long driveway, you have a quick conversation about strategery.
Yes.
A plan.
So I have a friend who I think might be quite helpful in this situation.
Answers.com says that turtles have 20,000 fingers, so that's a high 20,000.
Is that among all turtles?
Oh, it's got to be divided up, so it's a high 5,000.
Well, but also... okay.
One, this turtle is definitely
high.
Citation
needed.
That's true. Okay. I have a friend that I think could help out here, and I will just go get her, and I'll be back in a sec. Leon dashes back down the driveway again.
Oh, I see.
Okay, there's a convenient bush halfway down the driveway.
And,
that's what she said.
I feel like you all have gotten more profane but less imaginative.
I mean, that's fair.
Like, I'm just saying, please take your craft seriously.
Emerging from said bush. Oh dear, we lost Mike.
That's it. He's given up.
That seems
What's
fair.
What's the opposite of a rage quit? It's kind of like a shame quit.
a disgust drop.
An embarrassment slump.
Yeah, it happens to us all.
An embarrassment exit, maybe.
It's perfectly
normal.
I was
just going to say something like that.
That's what I said.
It happens to a lot of guys.
That is literally what James said while you were all cackling.
A very tall elf lady comes down the driveway, purple hair, fancy dress to match.
Hello.
And she says, Cammy Cadence, pleasure to meet you. Leon said that you might need somebody from high society in this part of your adventure.
Nice to meet you. You sound familiar.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Are we sure we can trust you? I mean, do you have any... How do we know you didn't just, like, kill Leon? And also, where the hell is Leon?
You should probably spend at least an hour looking for Leon.
He had a thing.
Oh my God.
He had to leave.
Too soon.
That was like three years ago.
Tony, Glupo's going to roll for yeah. Glupo's going to roll for insight to see if
all right. Contested,
Cammy is lying.
Cammy, please roll deception.
Oh, I'm good at that.
I mean, you can do that, but I got a natural 20 is the thing.
Mm. Ooh, so did I.
What? Whoa,
what happened?
What? What? Yeah, what was
stop
the total?
Wasting
I mean,
crits.
I assume you have a...
I've got a plus four, so 20 plus
son
four.
Son of a biscuit.
And your insight is probably lower than 24.
Oh, wait, I can say...
You can say bitch, Micah. Do it.
Darn it. You can say damn
whiskers.
Fuck! there it is. Oh yeah,
you get Micah is satisfying. A professional. He's on Twit.
I
doing
do have
video
to be on
every,
podcast
and he,
like all
he's,
week and can't say curse words.
Yeah,
so
he is
built in.
Yeah, no.
But you would think now that you're on this one, you would just unload.
I still spell out Alexa when I'm talking to people, even when I'm not doing podcasts, because I can't say that word on podcasts. So people, yeah, it's bad. Anyway,
okay.
Which word are you not allowed to say?
Alexa.
I can't spell.
It's a word that triggers a device, people. Also, yeah. Mike.
I've never heard
Axel
a dirty
F?
Word spelled like
the
that.
The theme from Beverly Hills Cop? Why can't you say Axel F?
You're an Axel F.
You're an Axel F.
I like to
all
think
right.
so.
I believe that basically, you know, you both rolled 20s, which was ridiculous and a waste. But I believe that James's deception modifier is a little bit higher than Micah's insight modifier. So...
Tony, I just had a thought here, and I bet it's not going to play out because it's hard to get two 20s in a row.
It's true.
But
it's quite hard.
In table talk, we know
Tiff,
that...
like, ran across the room to yell that into a mic.
I was going to turn on my light.
I mean, I literally waited for it.
I really want to know Micah's explanation for what we're doing.
in table talk. Changeling.
Quick, say something
like,
filthy!
That whole thing is like a magic thing, right?
I don't
or
think
is it
it's
not magic?
I think it's not necessarily magic.
It's
I think
biological?
It's, yeah, because I think
it's biological.
It's part of their nature. Yeah.
Not that we're saying that I may be playing a child.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, sorry.
Micah.
Table talk-wise, not in-game. Then never mind, because I was going to argue that since I have advantage on intelligence, wisdom, and charisma against magic, that you'd let me roll again.
I don't think
but since it's
you
not
have
magic.
That. Yep. All right.
I do have that, but I don't have it for this.
You can continue to be suspicious. It's always a little tricky when we do social checks that are contested among player characters. But I say for now, you do not have any... His words seemed legitimate, but please continue.
I mean, are we just going to go along with this, though, is the thing? It just feels like maybe we, you know, we're just saying goodbye to one of our friends, and now we've got this one. I mean, I know Leon said... had somebody for us, but how do we know this is the person? I mean, can you show us like I know. Let's one of us ask a question that only Leon would know. And Leon might tell someone else.
We found a satchel. What did it have in it?
Leon told me that his hands still smelt from the time that he put them in your satchel.
Smell what of they... what?
I'm gonna need you to be more specific.
This is the worst game show I've ever been on.
What's that smell?
The smell was kind of indescribable, really.
Jesus.
It was sort of...
You're...
Kind of like
acidic?
When you're down at the docks.
Oh! All right. She's rude. You can totally hang with us.
And you get the pass. You're in.
Well, I thought that other guy would never leave, so I'm perfectly happy to make your acquaintance.
All right,
Cammy.
Do they serve a lot of salsa down at the docks?
So we know that you're one of us. Go ahead and let us know what's your nickname. I'm Glupo the String.
You may have heard of me referred to as the heiress.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So we've got Leon Two Blades. What's your name again? I already forgot it.
Cammy the heiress. Cadence.
Got it.
You have
okay, well.
You have almost walked up ass? A driveway. It's okay. I don't think you have technically done what I could define as a plan, despite saying that you were going to have a plan.
So we're just going to let Cammy here just run the show for us?
Yeah.
I figure Cammy knows these kind of people. So if we're going to go in...
These kind of people? What the hell does that mean?
A bunch of C words.
People?
Not us people, those people.
I mean, like... No offense, you people smell of a sewer.
And salsa.
A heady mix of sewer and salsa.
Yes, I am telling you that.
Okay.
Cannon.
His hands smell like New York City.
So I guess we'll let you take the lead.
What are we going to ask them?
How would you like to be my servants in this situation?
I think we should go to the door and say, is this your chit? I've got a handful of your chit here. I just want to make sure it belongs to you, because it looks like your chit.
We'll hand over the chit and see what... let's say that all the business was dealt with.
Sure.
That's great. That sounds perfect.
Let's see what happens. Okay, we announce ourselves at the door or whatever we do.
We grab the knockers firmly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
firmly with both hands and give them a good rapping.
Yes,
I'm gentle.
Well, there's
but
two
firm.
Of them, so one. Yeah. All right. the sound echoes throughout the presumably palatial foyer, lobby, vestibule on the other side, and after a couple moments, the door. Kind of opens a little bit halfway, and there's a seems like kind of a butler type figure standing there, kind of very very skinny elderly man wearing an immaculate suit, kind of looking down his nose at all of you. Yes.
Hello. I sort of stride forward and say, "Fetch your master immediately."
Apologies, Commodore Holtzman is not home at present. How may I be of service to you? I don't believe you were in his appointment book.
He wouldn't put us in his appointment book.
Is the butler a tortle by chance? He has a familiar-sounding voice.
I am 1/8 tortle on my father's side. Thank you for asking.
Oh.
He's got a little bit of a hump to his back that perhaps is a shell. It's unclear.
Do we just gain something from that?
Literally, no.
Literally, no.
I mean, yes and no.
Well, if Holtzman's not here,
The Commodore should be returning to his quarters this evening if I could take a message.
Ask if we can wait.
Yeah, we will wait for his return. Show us to your finest room.
You're going to need to roll some kind of persuasion or diplomacy or something on that, because I think you would know that that is a little uncouth.
Well, let's see how uncouth I can be. 17 plus a 6. That's pretty persuasive.
Okay, that was 23. He seems a bit technical. Well... Of course. And he leads you in. He notices perhaps kind of giving the other members of your party somewhat of a side eye, since you do not seem to be of quite as good breeding as is it Cammy? Is that the name? James?
Yeah. Cammy.
He sees you into kind of a sitting room not too far into the first floor of the of the manor house. It's very fancy. There's lots of plush furniture. They've got the wall-to-wall bookcases with leather-bound books that probably no one reads, but you put up on the shelves to look fancy. Some fancy oak furniture, silverware on the table and whatnot. And he says, "Perhaps I could return to you with some tea?"
I think the port.
Very good, sir. And he...
No, get the Madeira.
He disappears to find...
And some Madeira for my uncouth.
Frank settles down onto an ottoman and crushes it.
Okay. Crunch. There's the sound of an ottoman being
that poor
just
ottoman
being compressed.
And he just stays where he's at. Atop a pile of rubble.
I want to do, while the butler's gone, I want to do an investigation check on the room to see if there's any books that we could pull out for secret passageways.
All right. Give me a quick investigation check for secret passageways here in the sitting room that they let unidentified visitors into.
I got a 15.
You check all the books thoroughly. How carefully do you return them to the way that they were originally?
Fairly carefully.
All right. You feel confident that there are no book-activated secret passageways in this
too
sitting
bad
room.
So no book-activated secret passageways.
I was very specific in my investigation.
Please use my specific words against me as a weapon. That is what friends do. So...
Anyone want to check statue-activated passageways?
There are several ornate statues in the corners. They're statuettes in the corners of the sitting room.
Oh, if he was really rich, he'd have full statues.
He'd keep the good stuff upstairs.
Not these sad little statuettes.
The butler returns with pushing a little cart with several bottles of the liquor that you requested and some glasses atop it. They look fancy, probably crystal. And he says, "Is there anything else I can be getting you while you await the Commodore's return? Again, I must apologize. It may be several hours.
I could use a foot rub."
Very good, sir. And
yes.
The distinguished older gentleman is now rubbing Frank's feet.
Someone do an investigation on this alcohol. Make sure we're not poisoned.
I will sniff it with my
eagle nose.
Ah, yes. Eagle nose.
I will also look at it
from a bird down the street.
Very few people know how advanced their eyes are. The nose.
If you're
going to
take their eyes, why stop at the eyes? You might as well grab the beak too.
The whole thing.
Birds, not a creature known for their noses because of their beaks. But yes. Yeah.
Well, that beak rolled a 19 investigation.
All right. You feel confident that the butler who is rubbing Frank's feet is not trying to poison you.
That's the stuff right there.
I try to pour some alcohol in a glass, but my talents aren't great for gripping and kind of crush the glass.
The butler rushes over, produces a
Wait,
dustpan.
Where are you going? You're not done.
I'll be
you're
right back, sir.
Done, you...
He very quickly sweeps up the broken glass, disposes of it, and returns to Frank's feet. Yes.
this is the kind of servicing you get in high society.
I don't know what rich people like act like. I'm out of my element here.
What, one second. Do I tip you or what?
It would be customary,
just a
sir.
Tip. Just the tip, Frank.
It would be customary, sir. Thank you.
Just Frank knocks him over.
I got my good tip.
Very good, sir. Will there be anything else?
You shouldn't have asked that, really.
What other ridiculous demands can we make of him?
Well, I've got some other parts that could use some massaging, but perhaps I'll wait till later for that.
I'll leave you be. I'll check in on you again in a bit. Again, I apologize. It may be some time
before he leaves, returns.
Before
I
want to
ask
yes.
him about the I want to ask him about the medallion that I happen to be wearing.
Oh. So, oh yeah, I forgot that you're walking around openly wearing a medallion that that proclaims you a membership in a guild that is responsible for burning down half the city.
Wait, should I not show him that? Wait, go.
Well, the worst that can happen here is we need to kill a butler and hide him. So, yeah. I mean, he's probably quite
There's
small.
There's five of you. You'd only need to kill one-fifth of him each.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I was kind of hoping we'd get to kill the butler at some point.
Yeah, the police, next day, the police are like, well, looks like he broke into they forced their way into the house, demanded the butler give them a foot rub, and then murdered him.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's a suicide. The butler always did it.
We can stage the corpse in such a way.
Aquafina, it is
we
your,
could just
your
knock
job.
Him out and go yeah. search the house.
He is a single commoner who is unharmed. Yes.
Did you say
what
he's
you think?
Well, he is by himself.
Because that was one hell of a foot rub.
Well, he's a professional.
Oh.
So wait, okay.
Yes.
Let's just say the butler leaves for a hot sec. Is there like a bell or something?
I'll be right
if we
back.
Need them?
Yes.
Butler away, butler.
Okay. There's a
he
little
buttles away.
Little... ding, 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 ding. Yes.
I want to confer with my colleagues here.
Indeed.
Hello.
Murder huddle. Go.
Yeah. Hello, everyone, and you, new person,
hello.
Whoever you are.
Hello.
Great hair, by the way.
Thank you.
So, should we ask this butler about the medallion, about this card? I mean, we have this.
Really, anything? Why did you come here? So that omniscient voice.
I feel
on
like
high.
We should be doing something with the hours of time that we have.
I think we've got 2 hours. Before he comes back.
Because the butler left the room at this point,
oh,
by
yeah,
the way.
Yes,
or is he just
yes,
standing
yes.
by the door
no,
listening
no,
to this?
No. Well, I mean, he's not in the room.
Wait, so. Butler, if you're listening, so, come in. Nothing yay. Happens. So we're good.
Nice try, says a voice in the hallway.
Oh, he's a smart one.
Got us. I think we query him for as much... Sorry, we pump him for as much information
that's better,
as we
sure.
can.
I quit. That's amazing.
And when we're done with him, we knock him out.
So I'm just really not for the whole knocking out part of it. I don't mind the, you know, the pumping. That's fine. But maybe the idea here is we're going to be surrounded by lots of very armed and armored people if we make a big ruckus in the motherfucking Holtzman Manhor, as it says here on the map. So I
think it's goddamn motherfucking Holtzman Manhor.
Fair.
Please get it right.
So
correct.
Can we just like try to be, you know, kind of tactful about it?
I mean, we'll knock him out in a tactful
I'm
manner.
I'm perfectly happy to sit here and drink.
As you are following him into the sitting room, you did see there were a variety of other servants dusting and you know, you are not alone in the entire mansion with butler projected.
Wait, this changes everything.
We're the burglars.
Yeah.
Wait, so while we're in our huddle, I kind of like, crew, honestly, I need to confess something.
Oh god.
Oh, no.
I forgot why we're here.
Oh, thank god, I thought it was only me.
Oh no.
We have a chit that has Holtzman's name on it.
Is that the only reason?
So we came to
like,
his
we're gonna
house.
Sit here for like hours.
Well, there's booze.
We are going to slowly go around the manor, knocking out all the stuff,
or we can
and dragging them into one room
later.
Well, I think this is a good opportunity to yeah, have a
just stack up the help. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Surely rich people would not have protective services.
Yeah, that's
or
what I'm saying. That's what Glupo was saying. Is that's a bad idea because they're going to have people on the
look.
On their pay.
I shouldn't tell you which of your ideas are bad. It should be obvious.
Really,
to
this
you.
Is Tony's fault because he made the person be gone instead of here at the man whore.
How much booze is on this cart that he brought?
Significant amount.
I mean, we could just hang out here and drink. Until
I mean, that's. I think that.
Remember when I said
good.
There was a time element to this adventure?
Well, we've got 2 hours, so we either try and get information and then leave, and then meet Holtzman on his way back somewhere in a dark alleyway, perhaps.
Can we ask the butler where he might be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that should be part of the pump.
Literally asking him any questions sounds great.
All right, okay. I ring the bell to call it back in.
Yes.
Hello.
Excuse me, butler. Butler!
You rang. I've always wanted to say that on a podcast. The butler has returned. What can I get to you?
Where is your master, Lexi? The sexy.
I believe Commodore Holtzman is likely overseeing operations at the ship line.
That's fantastic. That's where we want
to
go next.
I go to the group.
Let's
I'm like,
go there.
That was easy. I found out what it was.
All we had to do was ask and not search for secret passageways, plan murder of multiple innocent contractors.
I wasn't going to murder them. We were going to knock them out and drag them to one
hide room. In a bush for
let's go south. That's where we want to go anyway.
So he's a commodore and a surgeon? That's very impressive.
I believe he is just a Commodore. Then? I meant in the business sense.
Oh.
All right, I think we should all take a drink of the alcohol and then
go. Take a swig.
Show him your chit.
I don't have the chit.
Just
who has the chit?
I think you have the chit.
You mean Leon has the chit?
I have the necklace. I have the necklace and a card that says.
I didn't take nothing. I
still have a green pepper stuck to my earlobe.
I took an earring. I mean, Leon.
Wait, what's the chit?
You took an earring.
Did we lose the chit?
No, somebody has the chit.
I have the card.
Well, it'll still be in the
bag. I have the card with the object of value on it.
That's
the chit? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do with it?
She's not chitless.
Show your chit to the
All right, so I reach into my armor and I pull out the chit and show it to him.
Yes, would you... Are you leaving that for the Commodore?
Put it in the recycling bin, won't you?
I don't... I turn to everybody, I'm like, I don't know what to ask about.
our three of a session is always where the magic happens, people.
The chit was like... It was some object of value, presumably.
Oh, okay.
We want to redeem the
Butler,
chit.
Butler. Yeah. I would like to cash in for the object of value indicated on this card.
Yes, madam. This is, I believe, a receipt in return for reception of an object of value. Looks like a delivered to Commodore Holtzman's ship, the Fury of Holtzman.
Where is his ship?
It is at the docks, sir. Or, madam.
Everything seems to be pointing us towards.
Oh,
these
we should.
I think we should go to the docks.
I'd just like to point out, I mentioned several times there's a boat carved on this chip. It's okay.
There's a boat.
Oh my god!
On the
everyone! There's a boat carved on this chip.
Oh,
or is it a ship?
It catches the light just right, and you notice it.
Oh my god! There's a boat.
How many masts on here
the whole time?
Check out that ship.
That's not a boat. It's a ship.
Oh, you're right.
So I guess...
Let's argue about whether there's a ship or a boat, please.
It's a ship.
We
chip.
Never
a
said
ship
we were good
Let's go south to...
Say that multiple times.
It's the place where Father Dombalditch said we should go.
A schooner is a sailboat.
Is there anything else I can help you with? I wouldn't want... To, I would hope that you will let Commodore Holtzman know that I was very helpful.
Yeah, Commodore Holtzman said you
My
need
review
to give
is
us,
coming up.
You're going to need to give us a health potion from your stash so that we can help him out. So... We'll just take that and be on
or
our way.
Or two.
That's what we call lying in the profession. Please roll persuasion.
I will Is gladly it? Roll persuasion.
Glupo.
How does 22
We're
going
to have to kill a butler now.
Of course he returns with a very... It's the same contents as the health potion you brought in the apothecary, but it's got a very fancy label.
Oh, this is my favorite brand, organic. And Glupo
yes.
takes it,
it
and
is
puts it in his
gluten-free
satchel.
Health potion.
You can tell Mike has played D&D before.
Yeah.
This is smart.
I always pump Tony for items.
Like a good vending machine.
Mm. And so the butler sees you out and is polite enough to not remark on the fact that you did not leave a calling card.
And we crushed an old
And we messed up all of his books.
All the books are upside down.
You could tell as you were pulling through the Awkwafina, no one had taken these books off the shelves in years, you know. These were show books. These weren't.
Don't you just love books? They're so decorative.
All these books.
He rents those
books
to make him look smart.
Yeah. Anything else you want to do in this mansion before you incriminate yourselves or before you leave?
I kind of have to poop.
God. We don't have time for that.
No, you should definitely
there's
poop where
no
there's a nice
time.
Bathroom.
I bet their facilities are very fancy.
They, Steve, do you actually need to do this?
But me personally, no.
Okay.
But
you know, there's not enough pooping in D&D.
All right. That's true. Indeed, the facilities at Holtzman Manor are immaculate.
And he crushes it.
Not for long.
Well, this is what it's come to.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Okay. While you're waiting for Frank to return... I don't know what happens. I've lost control.
I have this strange feeling we should head towards the
docks. Yeah, right. To the docks.
Do you need to, James, do you need to stop by another bush or anything?
No. Well, I think we'll keep it fancy.
Okay, keep it fancy. All right, where do you want to go?
That's other what than we the, always do.
The Dock Ward is one of the kind of southern wards of Waterdeep. It is a large, sprawling neighborhood. I don't know if there's anywhere specific you want to go. You have been to part of this area before when you went to the Shady Dock Tavern. That's definitely mm-hmm. what my map said at the start of the adventure.
It doesn't say Dock Ward.
Wait, we have to go all the way back down there?
We did this in the wrong order.
Do we know like where his shipping company is?
You could probably ask around.
Look that out. Big ship.
We could ask some birds. Probably.
Would you like to ask a bird? All right, you are in the. You're still in the C-word net, and there are some fancy birds up there. What are the fancy birds? They're like doves or something? I don't know. What do fancy people have?
Definitely.
Oh, peacocks.
There's some peacocks wandering around the ground. There's peacocks wandering around the ground of Holtzman Manor.
Everybody likes a peacock.
It's true.
Peacocks all over.
Kakara, would you like to talk to a peacock?
I would like to talk to a peacock and ask them where need to go to get to the shipping company, Lexi's. Shipping company.
Surely information that a peacock that lives in the yard of this fish.
They overhear things.
They don't even fly.
No one guards themselves like, when they're talking around peacocks.
All right.
Everybody's like wandering up to the peacocks.
Hold on, this peacock is going to roll an intelligence check. Wow, okay. You approach the peacock.
One smart cock.
Yeah.
Yeah, PC okay.
Let's go through this. God help me. Let's go through this conversation.
So, hey there.
Bonjour.
Peacock. We're looking for Lexi and his shipping company, and we don't really know where it is. Somewhere in the cock ward. We thought since you're a peacock, you might know where it is.
It makes perfect sense.
Well, I have.
Who better to know what's in the cock ward?
I have not been there myself, but he operates from a ship. It is called the Fury of Holtzman, and I believe it is in the ship line area. This is how you say the place where they work on old ships and retrofit them.
So, okay. So we'll ask some better birds. I tell everyone, we'll just ask some smarter birds when we get down to the ward.
That's so sad. Je suis désolé.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. The peacock wanders off.
That is this,
is this the thing that we're going to do at the end of every session is you're going to insist on talking to a bird?
Yeah.
I thought that was extremely helpful.
I enjoy that your peacock was friend.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
Well, Tony, by the way, I applaud your use of French 3 from high school there.
That is literally as far as I got.
With the je suis désolé. It's nice.
You know, no expenses were prepared here on Total Party Kill. Yeah, I don't know what you hope to gain from a peacock that you did not get out of that interchange.
Jeez, never expect much from a peacock.
That I feel like that peacock went above and beyond and it was not appreciated, and that will be noted in its file.
I say we head down and we look for the fanciest ship in the harbor, because that's probably...
This is probably wise.
All right, so you're going to head south. To the peacock did mention the ship line district is part of the dock ward.
That's where we're going.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Wait, the picture of the ship on the chit, is it of a specific ship or just like a generic, like?
It's a pretty generic image of a ship.
That's all.
Can you see the name of the ship on the chit?
I mean, you could stop and ask a not bird for directions.
I don't do that, but okay. Other people might.
All right.
Whoa.
There
Whoa.
We go. So,
well, that's just too easy.
Yeah. As you head back to the dock wards, you head this time to the shipline area of the dock wards. What is the shipline? Well, it is the fate of every ship made by Waterdeepian hands, that is the people of Waterdeep, to end up one day propped up amongst the derelict timbers of the shipline. Once a dry dock of last resort, the shipline is a place where galleons go to die. These rotten hulks now teem with life, however, as the destitute and wretched of the city, displaced by the Great Fire, find shelter among the ruined timbers. It is evening in Waterdeep by the time you arrive on the far side of the city.
It's evening in Waterdeep. Do you know where your chits are?
We know it's the far side because there's a cow wearing glasses and standing on two feet.
Well, can we, do we have no idea what his
it's
ship
gotta
looks like.
It's got to be a fancy one.
It's got to
be
a big one.
It's
got to
be the nicest ship mm-hmm. in this.
Do you want to wander around and look for a nice ship?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody roll
his carriage.
Somebody roll investigation.
I can like fly
only plus
bit
two
and have a view.
That's not something that turtles are good at.
Mm.
Let's send the drone up to have a look.
Is that what we call birds now?
The original drone.
I rolled a 9, but I wasn't using my eagle eye. Probably
you're using your regular eyes.
Just my regular eyes.
Does anybody else want to roll something?
Oh my god! No. I'm not even going to say.
Oh, we're awesome at this. People should not
wait,
hire
can
us.
I just shout out, Alexi, oh dear, my echo device just lit up in the background thinking I was talking to it. Actually, even better, because you got a bard with you who has, by popular demand, as part of its background feature, can always find a place to perform, and you receive free lodging and food of a modest or comfortable standard as long as you perform each night. In addition, your performance makes you something of a local figure. When strangers recognize you in a town where you've performed, they typically take a liking to you. So, one, Glupo has already used this feature in a place, so there could be some...
Yeah, right down the street from
correct.
Here.
And two, he's going to start strumming about the great Alexi and see if that strikes up some sort of notice that leads us to finding... The ever evasive Alexi.
We wait for
he is out there on
it's
his
a jaunty
boat.
Little song about Commodores.
Ever elusive Alexi.
We wait and see which boat turns around and faces.
You make about 8 coppers as you play 20 minutes worth of music. While
what's all this
busting.
Then? What's all this then? What's all this then? What's all this then? And what's all this then? Oh what's all this then? What's all this then? Oh, it was only 7. You got shortchanged.
Thank you, Steve. Never change.
So,
it is now.
What's all this then? We just made another copper.
It is solidly getting to be evening here in the docks. It's dark. There's still a lot of people around. It seems like the docks are, you know, things may get dark, but it's still kind of buzzing with activity, you know.
Is anyone hanging around my little crowd?
No.
So that didn't work at all. I just got money out of it. I hate this.
You got to play a Commodore song. Play Brick House.
He's a brick
house.
He's Alexi.
He might
he lives in the manhole.
Just let it all hang out.
Careful, we're going to get taken off of YouTube for this.
Yeah,
for
it's
this.
Very
100%.
So yeah. has anyone seen the elusive Alexi? We're looking for him. Thank you for the the tips. I do appreciate it. But, you know, anybody know where we could find Alexi? He's using his ability to project.
Oh, okay. A burly-looking sailor who had chucked a copper your way kind of points over his shoulder with a thumb, and he points to a relatively large, fancy, triple-masted ship down the docks from where you are. It's in a dry
dock. Head to the triple-masted ship.
Let's go there.
All right, you head there. It is now solidly dark, but there the ship line seems to be buzzing with activity. There's all kinds of sailors and longshoremen and whatnot coming and going, working on various ships here. This area of the dock seems to be like it's all these ships that have been are being heavily worked on. So they're not many of them are in dry dock. They have not been put into the harbor yet. And the Fury of Holtzman seems to be a large, elegant, fancy triple-masted ship. In dry dock, emblazoned across the bow as you get closer, is the words, the Fury of Holtzman. There are lots of sailors coming and going on the gangplank, working on deck, up in the riggings, yelling at each other and doing things. Seems to be buzzing with activity. There is a conspicuous, fancy carriage parked in front of the ship with a big, fancy H, you know, embossed on the side.
Okay.
I think we found
why
him.
Why did we come again?
We have a chit.
Also, something about an orphanage.
And we're looking for some information to find some dude.
Plus, also, are we looking for some orphans or something? So let's try to board the ship and see if we get stopped.
Well, the carriage is not on the ship, or is that on the ship?
No, it's parked on the dock. Yeah.
So I think we should go knock on that and talk to...
There's a footman up on the carriage who's looking at you warily as you approach the carriage.
Well, I think Cammy strides up confidently and says, "I'm here to see Holtzman."
The footman says, "He's on board. He is." Points up at the ship.
We turn around.
All right.
I mean, we could steal that carriage later, but for now.
I like how every object Tony describes will be assessed on a "do we wish to steal it or not" metric.
Well, I'm thinking escape vehicle.
You know. Surely, the most important criterion in escape vehicle is conspicuousness.
You would be surprised how easy it is to get out when you have the conspicuous vehicle. Also, I think we're going to need a quick getaway once we set this ship on fire.
It's in a dry dock, so...
I know. It's perfect. It's like Tinder.
I mean, it's...
Not that kind of Tinder.
Swipe left.
Swiping.
There are people swiping, man. Should we say, in nautical terms, swabbing the deck furiously.
Oh, man. Out in public?
Swab left.
Oh, my God.
So there do seem to be people, various sailors that look significantly more nautical than any of you, making their way up
I'm
and down.
I'm a water genasi. There's most... nothing more nautical than me.
And I'm a fucking turtle.
Than most of you. You know, they've got, I mean, they've got funny sailor outfits, a lot of horizontal stripes. Things being used as a belt for their pants that you would not usually think of as for a belt, like scarves and whatnot. What,
like a Slim Jim?
Yeah. A lot of anchor tattoos, a lot of questionable, you know, face piercings. And yeah, there is, standing at the top of the gangplank, I do have a picture. It's a side cutaway, which is kind of complicated to use as a map in Dungeons & Dragons. I have a side cutaway view of the Fury of Holtzman.
Oh,
my. Yeah.
It's a lot of spears.
There are people up in the riggings. There are some sailors standing around who are armed on the deck. There is kind of a more, you know, he's wearing like a waistcoat. He seems to be a slightly less working class sailor who is standing by the gangplank, and he's basically been supervising as people come and go from the ship. He's got a clipboard, which is literally like the avatar of bureaucracy.
So we're totally going to try and get on the ship, though, right?
There are a variety of ways you could theoretically get on the ship. The gangplank would be the most obvious one.
I could fly.
You could literally fly. People might see you, but you can fly. You're capable of flight, as you've shown us multiple times, including that time that you flew up somewhere and got shot with arrows.
And then died, almost.
How much weight can you carry?
Can you carry four other people? Including a giant heavy turtle.
This is not in my stats.
Well, I'm just curious.
I can breathe underwater.
That makes sense because you are water? No, you're not water, but you're heavily water affiliated.
I'm amphibious.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all about 80% water.
I think Awkwafina is like 95% water.
So, well, I mean, is Awkwafina really water?
The best water. I will also point out, just a reminder, the ship is literally in dry dock, which is to say it's on these big kind of wooden stilts.
Oh, I forgot that part.
And right. So it is not in the water. There's all kinds of ropes and kind of like wooden things holding it, propping it up. It's in kind of a... like a thing where it would be flooded so that it could be sailed out to the harbor again when the ship is done, presumably done being worked on.
I'd like to roll for what would it be, acrobatics, to do some kind of rope climbing / flips and shit.
We could just walk across the gangplank and talk to them.
You want to scale the ship?
Yeah, because I
want
to check it out before we just start talking, just in case.
Okay. So Glupo sneaks away, and Glupo, do you have a rope? Do you have a grappling hook or just rope?
I've got some rope. I can hand you some rope.
I've got rope.
Everybody has rope. You're not special.
I've only got...
I have a crowbar.
Silken.
Rope. Could I, maybe with disadvantage, could I tie
I have
the
rope.
Rope,
I have 50
my
feet
rope
of rope
around my...
one of my daggers.
I've got rope.
And like, I'll tie it around the
hey, handle, Tony, I've got rope.
Throw it up and try to get it caught on the side of the boat.
Tony, did you hear me? I've got rope.
Tony, just focus on me. Just
send my adventurers
back. Don't listen to anyone else.
All right.
Is that acceptable?
50 feet.
Glupo, yes.
I could fly that rope up there.
Give me a DC 13 acrobatics check to get up. And so you're going to basically try and scale the side of the ship and get inconspicuously
15,
up on the
Tony.
All right. You manage with your improvised grappling hook and rope. You swing it up. It catches on something, and you are scrambling up the rope. Here is the challenging part. I need you to make a DC 10 stealth check to avoid being noticed by any of the sailors up on deck as you board
gladly,
the boat.
Gladly, Tony. Oh, not gladly. Even though I have a +4 to stealth, I went and rolled a 1. Do gnomes also have luck? No, I'm just kidding.
No, lucky gnomes. I guess here's a question I could have asked you earlier, but I'm asking you now. Which part of the ship are you scaling?
Front,
back, middle. I refuse to use ship words because I will use them incorrectly.
So it looks like the left side is the front, correct?
That's not how ships work, but yes.
Sorry, on the map, the left side is the front. That was the side that I was thinking about scaling.
All right. You scramble up onto the ship, and unfortunately you make a bit of noise, and there are three sailors kind of standing there at the bow of the ship, just kind of staring at you. It looks like you interrupted them while they were coiling up, I don't know, something boat-related, a big piece of rope. Yeah, people love rope. It's like rope, but it's ship rope, so it's
I've
like
got rope.
Twice as big. Yeah, who has rope now? Rope. That's right, the Dungeon Master and his NPCs have rope. And they're like, so they're looking at you, Glupo, they've seen you. You're eye-to-eye with three
Ask
sailors.
Them if they have no any worries, rope. Tony. Glupo starts to pull up the rope that he got up, and he, as he's casually doing this, he goes, "Oh, hello there, gentlemen. I was just looking for a better vantage for my next song." And he flips his lute around to the front and does a strum and rolls for persuasion.
Full frontal looting.
Yeah. All right. You know what? I am going to suggest that you are going to do this with disadvantage because this is ridiculous.
All right. Let's see.
I will tell you that you need to make a, I'm going to say, it's not going to make it too hard, 13. You know, if you had just walked up the gangplank with this ruse, would have been a lot more believable. But you have scaled the front of the boat with a makeshift grappling hook created from a rope and a dagger. And not a traditional way
I have
to
rope.
Join us.
Well, Tony, D&D Beyond tells me I rolled an 18 and a 19. So 18 is the lower, and therefore I have pulled it off.
All right. As soon as they see the side of your loot appear in your hands, they suddenly seem very busy coiling up this rope. And they're like, "Take it somewhere else, buddy. We got work to do."
My song is for Mr. Alexei is the thing. We've been waiting all night at his place so that I could perform for him. So if you could just sort of lead me that way, that would be great. And we'll get this over and done with.
I don't know. It's out of my job description. Move along. We got rope to coil.
And Glupo starts walking toward the captain as he's looking around just to see if there's anything. So I guess I will roll for perception. He got a 12 perception.
All right. Glupo, you have made it past three sailors at the front of the boat. He says, reclaiming order. So you are now looking around the main deck of the ship, the Fury of Holtzman. The deck. Okay. As you saw from the dock, there are lots of sailors coming and going. There is some kind of administrator watching the gangplank, but it seems like if you don't need to use the gangplank, you could probably move around. But you are probably, seems like you might need to use stealth or other things to move around inconspicuously and not be stopped by a variety of sailors who think that you don't belong.
Okay, I'll roll stealth.
All right. What are you trying to do? The ship is quite big. This is a huge galleon.
My goal was to just get to Alexei to kind of catch him off guard so that we could kind of be the ones that start the conversation.
So it was just.
So are all the rest of us just standing on the dock and Glupo is just ninjaing around the ship while people try to ignore him and pretend they don't see him?
It would be kind of funny if you all just started talking to him while I was around. That's kind of hilarious. I just suddenly appear like, oh.
You're like lurking behind the mizzen mast.
Yeah, that's.
Ooh, mizzen mast. Love it.
All right. While this is going on, I'm just going to walk over the gangplank.
Hello.
All right. Cammy, Cammy and Kakara head up the gangplank. As described, there is some kind of slightly more senior sailor, clipboard in hand, overseeing...
Tinker and Taylor as well?
Soldier Spy. Overseeing operations here. He looks up from his clipboard. He looks at you. He looks down at his clipboard. He looks back up. He seems displeased by your unexpected presence here. There's... since... You're not on the board, says the sailor.
Hello.
We're here to see Holtzman about the business.
We want to give him the business.
Well, you're not on the board. Business is on the board.
It wouldn't be on the board.
He holds up a clipboard.
You don't put secret things on the board.
We're on board, or they're on board.
Above board.
All right.
I'm bored now.
He kind of scratches his head. I guess give me a deception or persuasion check, Cammy.
I got a 22.
I don't have time for this. He waves you past.
None of these guards have time for anything.
Yay.
It's a busy operation here, retrofitting an ancient galleon into a warship that will be used to destroy Altman's enemies.
Let's proceed along the ship, I think.
All right. Did everyone go, probably? Sounds like it. Yep. All right. Yeah. The four of you are in the midships. You're on the deck. There are lots of sailors coming and going. Glupo sneaks past and joins the group.
there's seamen all over this ship.
Ding 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 ding.
Oh,
ding,
and Steve wasn't
it's
you.
It's true, Tiff. All right, where I don't know where you want to go, so I will just tell you, the Fury of Holtzman is huge. And you get the sense that there's probably multiple decks, lots of chambers. It's also probably somewhat labyrinth-like. It may be challenging to navigate and find things, but depending on what you're looking for, you may be more. Some things may be easier to find than others. Right now, just from the you can see in the you've been on pirate ships and video games before. You would suspect that probably the more senior cabins are at the back above the waterline. There'd probably be lots of cargo holds below. But yes, from here where you are, there are a variety of entrances to cabins at this level on the front and back of the ship and stairs leading down into the holds. That's a nautical word for you.
I think we look for the fanciest door. Because that is probably going to be the door to Holtzman's cabin.
Cammy, you lead the way up, and there is up a set of stairs. There is a fancy door that seems like it leads to a fancy set of quarters.
Okay. Well, I guess we just throw open the door, stride in.
All right. No one seems to give you any notice as you head into the captain's quarters of the Fury of Holtzman's. The captain's quarters are ornate, ostentatious, and dominated by a giant fresco depicting a castle built atop mountains. This area of the ship makes no attempt to hide the splendor of the Fury of Holtzman. The captain's quarters are small and perhaps a little cramped, but they are jammed with expensive furniture to the point that it is kind of hard for you to move around, especially if you're a giant turtle. There's a candelabra hanging from the ceiling that's really just a little bit too low and just really makes no sense on a boat. The captain's quarters are empty. There's a fancy chair behind the desk. There's a dressing gown with a monogrammed L draped over the needlessly fancy chair.
A monogrammed L?
L.
Oh, for flexi.
Yeah.
It doesn't have an A, huh?
There is not any conspicuous safe here in the office, which is always a good thing to look for when you are looting something in a place you're not supposed to be. What else would you like to do?
Can I look through the desk?
All right. Give me a quick investigation check to look through the desk. Other people think about what they want to do, slash roll investigation checks.
I rolled a 7.
All right, you're going through this. There's all kinds of, like, ledgers. Honestly, Kakara, it seems boring. A lot of, like, you did not know there was so much math.
I get bored.
Yeah, you had no idea there was so much math involved in boat stuff. It's boring.
So you said there was a big painting
of
Lexi? Like an image?
No, of a castle and mountains.
Ah, okay.
Would you
behind it?
I have
a 15 investigation, but I don't think it's high enough.
Is there any paintings of him on the walls or anything?
You're looking around. There do not appear to be any paintings of people on the walls here.
Damn it.
Should we check the garbage?
Yes.
Yeah.
We had success there last time.
You check. He has a very fancy gold, or at least gold-plated wastebasket. It is full of just crumpled up pieces of paper. Frank, would you like to do anything?
Is there a head in this quarters?
Yeah, there's a little, it's just basically a little kind of closet off the side of it. There's basically a bench with a hole that goes to the, you know, I guess it would go to the ocean, except we're in a dry dock. Yeah. So I don't know what the
Frank jams himself in there.
You just went at the mansion.
I think Frank has a UTI. I'm worried about him.
His sanitation has never been the best.
Yeah.
I may have gotten some salmonella poisoning from somewhere. I'm not sure where.
Glubo, you were the first to board the Furious of Holtzman. You snuck up on it ninja style when these people just walked up a gangplank like commoners. Would you like to do anything here?
I rolled a 17 stealth. I think I want to keep just... I think I would have at least seen that they weren't on the side anymore. I think I'm going to take my time kind of looking around. So I'll roll. Would you want me to roll perception or investigation to just basically be exploring a little bit more? Just if there's anything,
just roll perception. And what area of the ship are you on that you're perceiving?
What is the area of the ship that I am currently, shown on the map as?
I thought you were on the. I thought you had followed them up into the captain's quarters.
No,
but I
I'm
guess,
not going with them.
You're okay. Then you're on the deck.
I would actually like to. So I'll use my stealth check to try to start going down into the ship more.
Oh, okay. Into the ship.
Into the belly of the beast, as it were.
Into the belly of the beast. Into, as they say in boat terms, the hold.
Into the hold.
All right.
Into the hold. Into the hold.
So, Glupo, you sneak off. You know, and you are, you know, the Fury of Holtzman is just jammed with stuff. There are lots of people coming and going, and you basically kind of like, you know, you pick your moments for when you're moving down the various hallways so that you're not getting too close to anybody and avoid eye contact with anyone who does seem like they're passing too close to you. But, you know, people here beneath the decks are busy and seems like they're not really expecting any kind of intruders. Eventually, you make your way into the hold of the ship. It's a big kind of open, cavernous chamber beneath the decks of the ship. And this seems to be where the kind of major construction work on the Fury of Holtzman is happening. There are a good 25 carpenters at work patching and repairing the inner workings of the Fury of Holtzman. So there's lots of like sawing and of wood and banging of hammers and whatnot. The carpenters are hard at work. They are being overseen by several, almost a dozen heavily armed sailors who just seem to just kind of be, I guess, concerned with security, though you've managed to not be noticed by them.
They're doing a bang-up job.
Well, they seem perhaps more concerned with the carpenters wandering off than somebody else wandering in. There is, you know, just there's all kinds of stuff jammed in here in terms of building equipment and hammocks and rope and whatnot. It does seem like there is a significant kind of armed crew on the ship.
Glupo's going to pick up a piece of sandpaper, fantasy sandpaper, and walk over to where the carpenters
are. Sand with
an
E, S-A-N-D-E.
Yes, yep. S-A-N-D-E, and start sanding and go, oh, gee, I do miss my parents. Sort of loudly to see if anyone is orphany around here.
Orphany? Gosh, I wish I had parents. Am I right?
Who's with me?
Who else got no All parents?
Right. First off, Glupo, you're going to get inspiration for this.
Orphan in the house.
One of the guards walks over and says, "Hey, you a carpenter or an orphan?"
Why not both, you know?
He's an orphanter.
But the orphans are supposed to be in the galley getting food. It's not your shift. Oh, little
bada
guy.
Bada boom, bada bing. Get in the galley with you.
Little guy, I'll walk you over there.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
All right. The big burly sailor walks you out of the hold and down some snaking passageways.
How old is Glupo, just out of curiosity? Is this like a 30-year-old orphan being in the galley?
I mean, he's a gnome.
Yeah, he looks young, but he's...
I mean, an orphan's an orphan, right?
It's yeah.
true. Oh, I sure wish I had my parents still.
I don't think you age out of orphanage. Mm.
Oh, how I pine for the days when my mom and my dad were here.
The guard walks you past a rather conspicuous on the hallway barred door with one of those little windows with bars in it, and there are two guards.
Barred door? Like, you're perfect for him.
Yeah. Two guards standing guard outside of it, as they do. But the sailor walks you into the galley, and there's a long table with a bunch of orphans eating gruel, and he just kind of like waves you over to one of those and says, "No, you stay in there. We'll put you to work later." And he heads off.
Okay.
I got to go figure out who's the boss. Angela.
Hey, my name is Tony.
This ship is really well labeled. There's an orphan door.
Yeah.
Bar door, guard door.
So yeah, I wanted to burn the ship down, but I don't think we should do that. But I mean, to be fair, we don't know he's found the orphans yet. So
well, hopefully you don't start.
There's a lot of orphans.
That.
I just want to say,
hopefully
this,
you don't start
this
burning
is...
before you reunite with Glupo, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Well, no, we figure
so
Glupo
this boat
can
is
get
basically
out...
chock full of orphans.
Oh,
right?
It is rich in orphans.
Okay.
But it's also
deep,
made
a
of
deep vein
orphans
of orphans
all the way down.
Yeah, just stacked with them.
But it's also really dry wood.
Meanwhile, up in the captain's quarters, you're standing around. Frank eventually finishes his business. It's rich and ostentatious. Nobody has bothered you.
Wait, his business was rich and ostentatious?
The captain's quarter.
My business is rich in ostentation.
Really? Just looking to wrap this
the
up any
here
moment
is gold. You should try it.
Anything else you want to do in the captain's quarters? You've looked at his desk. You've looked at his wastebasket.
Frank comes blasting out of the head and says, "Guys, I just wrecked that bathroom."
This is what people tune in for.
It's probably time to go.
Well, we know where the orphans are.
You do not actually know that yet.
We don't know where the orphans are.
Oh, okay,
I mean,
okay,
are we
okay.
supposed to rescue the orphans, or do we care at all about orphans?
Where's Glupo? Does anyone know? Has anyone seen Glupo?
He's probably picking up orphans, like always.
Nope. He split the party.
What have you got in the way of incendiary stuff on you, out of curiosity? You got anybody got oil or something?
What do they have in the way of incendiary things on them?
Well, let me tell you, I wouldn't light a match in the head right now.
Oh, we could use that to our advantage. Some kind of explosive.
Will they burn the fury of Holtzman to the ground? How many orphans will die as a result of this rescue mission? Do they even remember that this is a rescue mission and they are ostensibly here looking for their employer? One Janos Mir, the Beggar King.
The Beggar King of Waterdeep. That was Father Duncan.
Will they reunite with Glupo, and what will he share with them of his adventures elsewhere in the ship? For
amongst
answers to questions such as these, tune in next time to Total Party Kill, unless you've chosen to make better life choices and find a different podcast with better people.
Good luck with that.
Good night, nerds.